Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. We are back and we are in our series on rest. The 7 types of rest God designed you to have, and sleep is not rest. We are in rest type number 2, sensory rest. All right, I want you to come to the beach with me today. Take a moment and come to the beach with me. It's my favorite place on earth. Let's say you're with me at the beach. You're just now sitting down in your chair. Visualize this. Your steps from the water with waves gently flowing in and out, in and out. The sand is soft between your toes. The water is crystal clear. You close your eyes to relax. Hear the waves crashing, letting the sound wash over you. You're soaking up the warm sun on your face. Inhale a deep breath. Look up. See the birds flying over the ocean. You can taste the salt from the sea while sipping a margarita with its icy freshness. Inhale. Simply breathe in the fresh air and smell the coconut sunblock. Oh yeah, you know that smell. And finally, feel the breeze softly blowing, where you just reach up and tuck back the strands of your hair. Exhale. It's amazing, isn't it? Now, what if you're at that same beach? You can't hear the waves. You can't see the sun, taste the salt. You don't feel the sand or feel the wind. Reality is, we live our lives immersed in sensations, yet most of us take our senses for granted. We become so used to it, we tune out our senses into our overly busy days. But when we can learn to rest from a sensory perspective, it all comes crashing back to us, enveloping us like a big wave in the ocean, surrounding our entire being. Let's dive right in to rest type number 2, sensory rest. Let's start with the R and reveal the rest. There was a time when life moves slower and we can enjoy the sounds, the sights, and the smells of living. Now life is moving at warp speed, passing by in a noisy blur, filled with sounds, smells, and images everywhere we turn. The excessive exposure to nonstop sensory information leaves us exhausted. Think about all the input you're receiving day in and day out. Let's talk about binge watching TV, for instance. Have you ever had a movie marathon or binge watched Ted Lasso? While you thoroughly enjoyed it, were you irritable or anxious when you were done? What about your teen playing video games for hours, only to become more agitated and angry by the minute? Sensory overload might be the culprit. When you flood your senses, your mind becomes flooded, and your body and emotions will adversely follow. So, signs of a flooded body are racing thoughts, anger, heart palpitations, anxiety, trouble falling asleep, and disturbing dreams. When you get flooded in your brain, it literally starts at the forefront of your head on your forehead and slowly goes all the way back down to the back of your brain stem. It is like a flood. It causes your brain to not be able to talk on each side. It'll fire, but it can't get there because it's flooded in between. So all of these symptoms come up in the flood of your brain and your body gets overwhelmed. So depending on what you're doing during the day, you can be predisposed to sensory overload. Your hearing can be flooded by loud noises, constant background noises, large groups of people, children's cries, traffic, and the list goes on for miles and miles. Your vision can be flooded by bright lights, blue light, electronic exposure, constant changing scenes on the TV, a cluttered environment, and the list goes on for miles and miles and miles. Your taste buds may experience signs of flooding. If you find yourself craving sugar, salt, fatty foods, spicy food, and the list goes on and on for miles. Your sense of smell is affected when surrounded by perfume, cleaning products, smoke, candles, pollution, even the popcorn smell. And the list goes on and on and on for miles. Your sense of touch becomes flooded in your day-to-day if you are being touched and touching others. Your hands are constantly working, picking up children, doing dishes, folding laundry, typing on the computer, and the list goes on and on and on. Friends, your bodies need a well-deserved break from the constant attack of activity and sensation. Are you ready to rediscover you again? You are made for more than being just okay. Do you feel like you've lost yourself a little bit between juggling the roles of wife, mom, CEO, cook, chauffeur, nurse, doctor, mediator, dog poop picker-upper? But you've forgotten what it means to be you. So let's rediscover who you are in Him. You're more than a wife, more than a mom, more than a CEO. I think it's time for you to join me on Awaken Me, a journey to finding you. And this is a complete step-by-step rediscovery course designed to introduce you to the most important person in your life, you. AwakenMeCourse.com. Sign up and come join me on this journey. Let's move into the E to evaluate your energy. Here are some signs that you might be deprived of sensory rest. You dislike or avoid being touched and hugged by others. You crave processed foods. You have sensitivity to loud or constant sounds. You experience blurry vision, eye pressure, fatigue, or strain. You are unable to enjoy experiences like concerts or fireworks from time to time. Now let's move to the S and rest. Science and my favorite scripture. Studies show that 58% of adults experience eye strain from exposure to screens. These numbers are rapidly growing in children and teens as schools are moving to mostly digital resources. Computer vision syndrome, as it's called, can lead to headaches, blurry vision, dry eye, neck, and shoulder pain. Now for the scripture, let's look at Matthew 14. John the Baptist has just been beheaded, and Jesus wants to be alone. So he retires to a private place to grieve. However, the crowds hear that he is there and follow him. He has compassion on them and heals the sick. Then he performs the miracle of feeding the 5,000. Do you think after all of this, Jesus might have been experienced sensory flooding? Scripture tells us this. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up to the mountainside by himself to pray alone. If Jesus needs to remove himself from the constant onslaught of his five senses, we definitely need to be intentional about doing the same. If you need help about fitting this type of rest into your purposeful week, go back to the episode, I think it's 2 weeks ago. You'll find it in the show notes on the purposeful week, and it'll help you build one intentionally. But let's go to the T in rest. To do for today, you have to unplug. I know. You're tired of hearing it. Maybe you need to hear it again. The more plugged in and connected you are, the more restless and unhappy and exhausted you're going to feel. Be intentional, friends, about setting aside time each day to completely disconnect from anything with a screen. Yes, zero electronics. Plug into rest instead. Find your sensory stressors during the day, such as background music, blue lights, perfume. You have the news on in the background, the TV's going, the video game's going, all the things. Pinpoint one sensory stressor and look for a restful alternative to avoid its constant stimulation. For instance, you can rest your vision with darkness for 10 minutes during the day with an eye mask. You ever thought about doing that? It is delightful. It's rejuvenating. Finally, start being on the lookout for how some sounds, smell, taste, or textures affect you. Which one helps you feel more relaxed and peaceful? Find a way to incorporate more of those into your everyday. Email me, Amy at amywine.com, and tell me how does sensory rest affect you the most and one idea you have to limit your exposure. I'm going to be waiting in my inbox. And I'm also going to meet you back here next week for rest type number 3 that God designed you to have, mental rest. I can't wait. If you want to learn more about rest, text me directly, 281-247-8573. Just follow the instructions and we will be connected. It is really me, Amy Wine, on the other end. Nobody else. Text REST to 281-247-8573. I'll see you next week for REST type number 3. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.